Let's return to England for Elizabeth Stirling, who lived from 1819 to 1895. We consider her the first woman organ recitalist in England. She did recital programs of Johann Sebastian Bach. And as you know from your study of English organs, they often had short compass in the pedals as well as the manuals. So there must have been some tremendous rewriting to do some of the preludes and fugues and the pedal virtuoso passages. In 1856, she submitted to Oxford University Psalm 130 for five voices and orchestra as a requirement for the degree of Bachelor in Music. It was accepted by the committee, but it was never performed, nor was she ever granted her degree, because Oxford did not grant degrees to women in 1856. However, she was undaunted by this. She went on to hold, through her lifetime, two major church positions in London. Her second position, she got a wonderful organ with a full compass pedal board, but she also got something very special. She was 44 years old. She hired a bass soloist and married him, and he was 22. Psalm 104 is on Hanover, or we know it more familiarly as "A Worship the King." She loved and admired Bach's choral fantasies. It sounds like one of the wonderful Nun komm der Heiden Heiland or Komm Heiliger Geist choral fantasies. The pedal has the melody in long notes, and in the hands, a four-voice fugal imitative style that you would expect. In fact, there are 27 entrances of the fugal subject in a four-minute piece. She had great skill in counterpoint, and it is evident in her modulations and her stretto and her episodic passages. This is a very, very familiar tune to you, and it is also a favorite piece of mine, and it's a great romantic rendering.